Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Gordon. My guest today is Luca Dattoma.
Hi.
Luca is a consultant who's Italian, but who works in various countries. Italy, Spain, anywhere else?
Yes, and also in Swiss,
in Switzerland.
Ticino.
And your assistant is?
Lorenzo Fortini.
Lorenzo, say hi.
Hi, I'm Lorenzo.
Where are you from, Lorenzo? Dove sei?
Verona.
So you're Veronese. Luca, dove sei?
I'm born in Tuscany, Florence.
Okay, so a Tuscan and a Venetian. Oh, Veneto. Tuscan and
yeah.
Veneto. Okay, what is a typical day in the life of a consultant, Luca?
During the harvest, the day is very full. Wake up very early. Breakfast, good breakfast with eggs, ham, and bread, and many food.
So you do it in Italian, say, fare il pieno?
Yes,
like
full.
Putting fuel in the tank?
Yes, in the end I'm full. I go in the car and very fast in some parts, it depends. I organize the day before. I talk with the enologist in the cellar, the winemaker, and also as independent for the harvest, independent for the ripeness of the grape. I think I'm a good driver and also the good guest for Team Telecom Italia Mobile, because I pay a lot. I talk many time with the seller, with the chief of vineyards,
and also the
team.
But you have your own, as well as being a consultant, you also have your own vineyard in coastal Tuscany.
The vineyards and also the cellar.
And what's it called?
Due Mani.
So it's two hands. That's
yes.
You and your wife, who's called?
Yes, Elena.
Elena.
Yes, Elena Celli.
Okay. So you have your own estate in Tuscany and you consult.
Yeah.
What's your background, Lorenzo? What do you do?
I work like a winemaker in Poggio al Tesoro.
Okay.
Allegrini family.
So that's the Bulgari estate.
Bulgari estate.
Okay,
yes.
The Allegrini family, obviously, yes. Famous for the Vaporicella and
San Polo of
in Montalcino.
And I start study enology mm-hmm. in Verona.
Okay.
Because I have some vineyards in Soave zone.
Family vineyards.
Family vineyards, yes. And start study, of course, enology. And in the end of the university, I graduated and work with some project with Allegrini family, like a research for the university, but for the Allegrini family. And Allegrini meet me and ask me in 2011, in the end of 2011, if I want to go to the Bulgari for make a technical internal, the winemaker internal of Poggio al Tesoro.
So what's the link between you and Luca Dattoma? You work together?
Yes.
Okay.
We work together and it's important, the team together with the winemaker internal and the winemaker consulting, because Luca suggests me some things, and my work is realize the suggestion of Luca.
Okay. So what is being a consultant, what is the most difficult thing about being a consultant? You both have your own estates, you both have family estates, both of which are organic or biodynamic, whether that's important or not, I don't know, but how, when you get up in the morning and you're working on your own estate, Due Mani, in your case, Luca, mm-hmm. what is your mindset? Is it different when you go to work at Due Mani or when you're getting in the car and going to consult? How does your mindset change?
Okay, now Due Mani is the little wineries.
Small one, yes.
Small, 12.
Okay.
But we produce 40,000 bottles with five wines, different wines. We have a good staff, and help me also Andrea Lupi, also the other people in... Andrea Lupi is organized. He's my right arm.
Your right arm?
Yeah. Okay. And for me, during the harvest, I stay sometimes in the Due Mani because I'm very
attached,
heavy for the work in the different wineries. And, we talk about now we are in Poggio al Tesoro, and the Poggio al Tesoro is very important in this area. Big winery, many hectares in the vineyards, and with Lorenzo we produce the great and the very big wines, and more and more. Yes, and also in the Vermentino, and also until the Cabernet Franc dedicato a Walter, and the Sundry also the blend with Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. And we must talk about our wines because we have the responsibility to produce the great wine. I said before, and to happiness the people, and also created also for the happiness for us.
Mm-hmm. How is a question about cambiamento climatico, climate change? Ah. So I'll ask you first. What for your work in your own estate and also as a consultant? How is climate change affecting your job, work as a consultant?
Okay, the climate change we feel a lot. The climate change, because every year the time of ripening, the type of grapes in the end of the harvest change. This year's change a lot. In particular for me, 2017 is very critical vintage, but with a good organized, a good technicals, it's impossible to make a great wine. Climate change, but change also us, change the management of vineyards, change the vinification.
So Luca's nodding there. Why are you're doing this? You're agreeing. So what are you doing as a consultant? Maybe 10 years ago you had a certain way of working. Now with climate change, how is your work having to change? How are you adapting to that as a consultant?
It's easy for me. So it's for me necessary to harvesting before.
So earlier
yeah,
booking.
Yeah, yeah.
To avoid too much alcohol and
yes, but the alcohol we must survive with alcohol. I'm sorry, but this is this is my opinion. The alcohol 14.5 is normal in this area and in the most important area in the world. Also in Bordeaux,
sure.
The whole Bordeaux, the most important Bordeaux 12.5, 13. Now Bordeaux 14,
sure.
and more. It's the same. Also, for example, in Italy. The north, South Tyrol or Valle d'Aosta, many years ago the alcohol is very low, and now is similar to Sicily.
Sure.
And it's important irrigation sometimes when it's possible. For example, in my vineyard it's not possible, and in Due Mani it's not possible, and we're waiting the rain. Fortunately, in Poggio al Tesoro is possible, for this the plant is very
well balanced,
and we have the vineyard in totally area, very very perfect performance vineyard.
Well planted.
And when it's possible to harvesting when the grape is ready, is very important.
So when you're planting a vineyard as a consultant, say there's a new field and they want to replant, is your choice of rootstock Portinesto, mm-hmm. is that changing because of climate change? Are you looking at more drought resistant rootstocks?
Okay. The Portinesto, the roots, no change.
No.
For example, many years ago, some people used the 3309, but too feeble. Yes. Now we use 420 or 110 Richter. Sometimes Paulsen, but Paulsen in this area is no qualitative.
No, it's too much vigor.
Yes, too much vigor, because we have the soil rich in clay, but no, the clay very heavy. Fortally with not too much sodium.
Right, because that will also affect the acidity and the pH.
No, the pH is dependent. The pH in the wine and the juice depend from the harvest, from the year. This year, for example, we are happy for the pH. Now, after the rain, last weekend it was raining a lot. The pH is a little bit high, but not a lot, 0.1, no? But the grape is ready to pick up.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in the Ashani in 10 years' time? Where do you see yourself? In the future, but
I hope like a Luca.
How old are you?
Yes, I'm
33.
Okay, Luca's 22.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
He paid me 50
years.
No, no. Yeah. My watch is broken in 40, many years ago.
Okay, Lorenzo, where do you, obviously your life is in wine. Do you ever see yourself changing to do another job, consulting in like other farming activities or sticking with wine?
Difficult wine question. But I see myself work again.
Still in wine, yes.
In wine, yes. I hope still in Poggio al Tesoro.
Okay, and another question. Luca has his own biodynamic estate with his wife, and you obviously work for an organic estate in there.
Yes.
All their estates are organic. Why? How does organics make sense? Why is organics better with climate change? Why do you continue with organics? Surely it's more work, it's more risky, it's more difficult.
Yes, it's more difficult, of course, but it's the right way. Luca teach me the organic system and the biodynamic, but biodynamic is a philosophy a little bit different. But the organic, after 4 years, I can say it's the right way, also for the climate change.
Yeah, you can see the difference.
Different in the grape, but of course the winemaker, the focus of winemaker is the wine, the final wine. And the harvest, the management of vineyard, it's the focus for the final wine. And the organic change the grape for the wine. The wine is the better.
Okay, so you get better pH and better
pH, I see a little bit.
So pH is acid strength in the wine, which is important.
The pH, sorry?
No, niente, I'll speak up.
I see the pH a little bit low, not a lot, of course pH is important, but it's difficult to low the pH. But in the end, the energy of the wine, the quality, the expression, the la salubrità.
The clarity. Clarity, yes. You could say, yeah.
Is very more in organic method.
Luca, how do you see the future with... obviously, organics is growing, biodynamics is growing a little bit, and climate change is definitely growing. How does that mix affect you?
I hope in the future is more green, because many people said this, but I can say about the vineyards. The organic growing is better because the plant is more resistant of worm and also the rain.
More resistant.
More resistant.
Stronger.
More stronger. Okay. And for me, this is a sure sense, a sure way.
Yeah, it's like an insurance, you say, like an insurance policy. Okay. Yeah,
I'm sure for this.
Okay. So I want to say thanks to my guests today, Luca da Toma and Lorenzo
Fortini.
A Fantino is a horseman.
Fortini is strong.
Fortini is
forte.
He looks strong. He's got muscles. He's thin as a rake. He's tall as a tree. He looks to be very strong. Anyway, I want to say thanks to both my guests today, and talking a little about their work as consultants. And we spoke a lot about climate change, but any consultant, whichever country they're in, it's the elephant in the room for all consultants, I think, because all the rules are going out of the window. Anyway, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.eu. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.